Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a special Domain Sherpa review titled, "And the Winner Is," featuring Amar, Ryan, and Adam, where, among other things, we announce the big winner of the Deal or No Deal headline domain in the DNWE Domain Industry Scavenger Hunt. Ryan's checking in from Domain Summit, which is currently going on in London, so we might also get a surprise guest or two. So big shout out to Helmet and Domain Summit. All right, so on today's show, we skip the domain game and instead we focus on the DNWE scavenger hunt and we randomly pick the winner of the Deal or No Deal headline domain and we see what they selected as the prize. In case you didn't play the game or you weren't paying attention, the winner had a choice of selecting from the following. They could swap the domain for an alternate domain, accept a cash offer of $5,000, accept a domain investor offer, which could be more or less than $5,000, or simply keep the domain. So if you want to see who won and what the selection was, you got to tune into today's show. After that, we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including rugstore.com, whitebelt.com, dataconversion.com, and safes.org. After that, we might get into a quick pop culture convo talking about some current movies, TV shows, or maybe not. Since Drew wasn't on the show, we might have gotten off script just a bit, but the only way to find out is to tune in. And if you watch the show today and you see a special code pop up, send the code to Ryan via Twitter, and you might also win something. Because remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. But please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We integrate our shows also with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And huge shout out to DNWE. Along with coordinating this amazing scavenger hunt, they're also now the lead sponsor of Domain Sherpa, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a special Domain Sherpa review. Typically, we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples and tactics to learn strategies and things to become more successful domain investors ourselves and all that good stuff. But today's a little bit different, so we're going to forego the domain game, which we'll get right back to next week. So don't worry, guys, we won't be gone for that long. But we've got something really exciting to talk about, the DNWE scavenger hunt. We got the results of the big headline domain Deal or No Deal contest. But first, let me go ahead and just introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Adam Strong, a.k.a. John Wick, a.k.a. Up and Adam, a.k.a. Adamantium, a.k.a. Adam Strong to Quite Strong. How's your portfolio, Fokker? A.k.a. Adam, you're only as strong as your weakest back link. What's up, man? How are you? It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I'm good.
Yeah.
Wrapping up the summer.
Yeah. It is. Well, for you guys, you know, for us, the weather will continue for a little bit longer, which is, but hey, are you guys close to the Wisconsin Dells, like all that, the water parks and stuff?
Yeah, about an hour.
Dude, I mean, my kids have been on this really big roller coaster, theme park, water park kick. And as kids often are, especially in the middle of the summer when it's like, you know, and I didn't even know this place existed. And I just came across it a couple of days ago. And now like, it looks like it's just like 8 water parks and it's just pretty, it looks pretty sick.
It's a cultural phenomena. Yeah. Come on up though. Come on up. We'll get you some cheese curds and some, you know,
let's get it.
Cow beer. Yeah. Whatever.
Let's get it. You know, I kind of go back and forth. Water parks to me, I'm like, oh man, that sounds awesome. And it's like, oh yeah, let's just share a bath with all these strangers. Sure. That's cool. And stand on these, like on the steps, like in the heat waiting for your turn to like almost die on an inflatable tube and some fucking thing that goes upside down. But
Anyway, but you know, this summer we actually went to Hershey Park, which I hadn't gone to since I was a kid, and we had a blast. You know, it's a big shout out to Hershey Park. You know, it's all good. Anyway, all right, man. Well, we're gonna get it moving. Adam's here making an appearance, playing a very important role in today's in the scavenger hunt final selection of the winner. I'm excited. Let's get it cracking, though. Let's keep it moving. Down to my lower right, we got my boy Ryan Ewan, aka Patrick Ewan, aka the Silver Surfer, aka Leslie Nielsen, aka DNW EZE, aka domain assistant to the regional manager, aka Russell Brandable.uk. What's up, man? Let's go. What's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, really good. So I'm at the London Domain Summit this week. Yeah, so it's super cool. We did a tour of Team Internet's office yesterday. Then there was a party at IT.com party, and then loads of good talks today. Really good. It's different from any other events because shout out to Helmets for organizing it, but it's like business, so he's connecting people. And had a really good day, and looking forward to the party tonight after this episode.
Awesome, man. Yeah, no, I love it when people check in. You know, we've had Braden checking in from a conference or two, Shane, and I feel like you're like our man on the street. And Domain Summit, shout out to Helmets, man. I love it. You know, we didn't get out there this year, but I think next year we'll definitely make that effort to do that. And, London's an awesome city. I haven't been there in a long time. And, and from the pictures and things, it looks like a smaller event, but, definitely, like, from what I've seen and heard, a lot of good sort of opportunities to connect and network and get some things done. So it's awesome.
I think the key thing is next year will be in September, because August is tricky. People have kids going back to school or in the UK holidays and stuff. So, but it's, so it's quite intimate, but it's like maybe 300 people but a bit like the ICA event.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not that small, man. I mean, that's the same size, if not bigger, than the ICA Vegas event. So that's pretty cool.
So having a great time. London's a great city to visit. I like, it's good to have people in our home country and stuff, amazing.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, we'll keep it moving. We're going to get into this scavenger hunt here in a second, but shout out to Helmets. He's good peoples, and shout out to Domain Summit. So it's good stuff. So, all right, well, let me wrap this up. Below me, we got my boy, the one, the only, Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby, a.k.a. Amarzan, a.k.a. Kubra Libre, a.k.a. LL Amar J, a.k.a. Kuba Soze, a.k.a. AK-47, a.k.a. Kuba Kinte. You get on to stay on the show long enough, man. Just like with Shane, although we haven't seen Shane in a minute, well, I think he'll be on next week. But you get enough of these AKAs, man. By the way, congratulations. I heard it's a big day. Happy anniversary. You know what I'm saying? Thank Shout you. Out Josephine.
Thank you. Know? You. Yeah. 8 years.
8 years.
Quite a while.
We're giving out a trophy, we're giving out somebody's gonna be the winner of the scavenger hunt, but who's the real winner here? You know what I'm saying? Is it her or is it you? You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I think, but
so she's like, hey, so hon, we on the show today, everyone said that, you're the big winner. So congratulations. You're going to love that. So, but awesome stuff, man. Congrats. All right. Well, look, let's dive right into it. We are going to forego the domain game, and obviously no Drew here today. You don't see him. He's off traveling. He's actually in the U.S., which is, kind of interesting and, but he's out and about doing some things. So does this mean we actually get to?
I'm gutted because I was really feeling the domain game today.
Save it for next time. Let's go.
I went and saw Drew last week, actually. So I went out to Lisbon, went out for a meal. That was a good night.
All good. Well, no Drew just means that the rest of us actually get to talk and say stuff. So that's pretty cool. So excited for this opportunity, I get to actually hear what Amar sounds like, what his voice sounds like. That's crazy. But big shout out, Drew. We miss you, man. It's all good.
Dude, you took my punchline.
Oh, my bad. I basically did what Drew does to everybody on every show. Yeah. We just playing. It's all good. But hey, these are exciting times. So 2 weeks ago, we announced the launch, with DNWE being the new sponsor for Domain Sherpa. We launched the DNWE Scavenger Hunt, which has been a really awesome thing that has, you know, spanned across the entire domain space with a lot of cool little sort of, you know, things to do and, you know, opportunities to win some prizes and all that. So, Ryan, you want to talk a little bit about what's going to happen here? You want me to do it? What's good?
I'm happy if you want to do it.
So, all right. So basically, here's the deal. For those of you who have participated now, it's actually really awesome. We've had almost 2,000 participants overall for the scavenger hunt and for the different pieces. You know, huge, huge shout out to all the people who contributed. You know, Michael Seiger, DN Academy, Esteban. I mean, who are some of the other, you want to rattle off a couple of the other folks? I don't want to forget anybody. We can put a list in the show notes, but.
Yeah, domainsoutbound.com. So they gave away an outbounding package. Then you had events. Dubai Domain Days, Dubai, a ticket, ICA Vegas, a ticket, London Domain Summit, and a couple of tickets, .DB subscriptions, name bio subscriptions. Domain Academy course. There were a bunch of prizes that people contributed. So what we're doing now is we've compiled all the, we've shut the competition down. We've got a list of all the winners. So we're going out to the respective people who gave prizes. And we'll put it in after the video of all the winners. And the only thing to remember is that there's one competition. There's a $250 cash prize for the Name Pros. So Name Pros have been great as well. Shout out to them. There's $250 cash prize. It's going to carry on running until Friday, but all other competitions are shut. So,
okay. So this show is dropping on Thursday. So that means tomorrow or whatever, we'll announce the winner of the Name Pros $250. Somewhere else in the show notes, whatever, we'll list, you know, the other winners of all the other prizes. But the big headline domain deal or no deal prize, which is obviously the big marquee piece. So again, shout out to all the contributors. Shout out to everybody that participated, you know, and shout out to you, Ryan, and the rest of the DNWE and the EW3N team for, you know, doing all this. I thought this was really awesome. You know, when you came to us with this idea, hey, you know, we want to get some, you know, drive some attention, not just from within the space, from outside the space into the domain space. You know, I just love it. You know, it's one of those things we say all the time, rising tide lifts all boats. And we're all about trying to grow the pie here on Domain Sherpa. And I feel like this was a big effort to do that. And you guys have spent time, money, and, you know, along with, you know, getting other folks to do the same, which is great. You know, shout out to Seiger because he was one of the early videos and, you know, his pyramid, the pyramid game thing. And he's actually releasing the second iteration of that, which I think is literally happening like the day we're recording or sometime this week. So shout out to him. And just like I need something else to waste more time, you know, although I never waste any time, I'm always working 100% of the time. Drew always working, always on. So that's super cool. So shout out to him. All right. So the way the headline domain deal or no deal contest is working, right? So you had to go through, do all the steps of the scavenger hunt all the way through up until the end. So we've whittled down effectively the 2,000 overall participants to 74 people who completed all the stuff to get to the final phase of the contest to win the headline domain. So the deal is that we are going to randomly select right here on the show the winner of the headline domain. And if you are the selected winner, you will have the choice to do one of four things, which they've already pre-selected. So it's either they can A, swap the domain for a different domain that we've got over behind door number one, right? They could also just take $5,000 in cash, right? And that's what we've got behind door number two, which I guess is already open since they know what it is. You know, door number three is they could accept the investor offer on the domain. That could be more or less, which was an offline conversation had with a handful of domain investors to get an offer on this domain, which is a good offer that they can accept, which they have to pre-select to accept. It could be more or less than the $5,000 behind door number two, and it could be more or less worth more or less than the other domain that's sitting behind door number one. Or they could just simply keep the domain and, you know, they'll go do whatever they want to do with it. So all those choices have been selected as part of the game. So we've got all those listed with the list of potential winners. All right. So have I everything correct? Or go ahead, Adam. Oh, you're muted. You're muted.
Sorry about that. I got a question. How many people like can you give the numbers on like who or how many people picked the domain versus money.
Ooh, okay, yeah. I mean, we can probably look at the data. I don't know if it's. Let me see. I mean, we have the information.
I can crunch it. I'm going to add it afterwards.
Just roughly, I'm just curious if people are more looking for cash or more looking for domain. Okay.
So let me.
There's only five people of the 74 that opted to swap the domain. Right.
Swap the domain. Okay.
So you have very few domain swappers, but it's weird because you have a couple people who, you know, and I guess this is good to get us establish a few of these ground rules because you have one or two people who have opted yes to more than one thing. Right. So that means that we've got to figure out how that's going to work because you have somebody who opted to swap the domain, but then also opted to take the investor offer. So is there an investor offer on the second domain?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay. This is like shoots and ladders up in this piece. I love it.
Like choose your own adventure.
I think there were seven people that opted for the investor offer.
Okay. Now, but if they swap, so to be clear, if they are this one person who selected to swap the domain, then the investor offer they're selecting is the investor offer on the second domain.
Correct. So, okay. I mean, should we?
Elmas, what's up? Hey, what's going on, dude? We see you. Yeah, have him come on in. Say hello. Let's go. Oh, that's it. That's what we do. We do cameos up in here. Elmas.
Hey, guys.
What's up, dude? How are you?
You are amazing. You are amazing. Stop being so positive.
Hey, we appreciate you. We were just talking about you. Congratulations. It sounds like everything's going great.
Thank you.
We said next year we got to get there, but we appreciate being able to tune in, hear how things are going, and it sounds like things are awesome. So big shout out to you and everything you guys are doing there, man.
And the main Sherpa is like beyond anything.
Ah, let's go. That's what I'm talking about. And that was not a paid, you know, performance, right? Yeah, exactly. There you go. Endorsement. all right. So that's how that's going to work. So for anyone who selected to swap and then take the investor offer, but what about, okay, we've got somebody here who, you know, they opted, basically said yes to pretty much everything except keeping the domain. So what did they get? So what if somebody picked both the 5K and the investor offer? What do you do there?
So if they pick the 5K sellout, so that's the end.
Okay. So yeah. So let's be clear on how that's all going to work. So this way there's no, you know, because we're going to pick a winner and then we're going to see what they selected and we're going to let them know what it is. And it's all happening right now, right here on the show. So excited. I hope I win.
Everybody knew the headline domain?
No, that's the thing. Nobody knows what the name is.
Nobody knows what the headline name or the mystery name.
So what happens is as part of the final challenge, they went and found the letter of the domain name.
Oh, right. So, they figured it out. Right. Yeah.
So they knew the headline domain was cordials.com and they knew that the mystery domain by the end of the contest was chichester.com.
Okay. Oh, okay. Excellent. So yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. So So the headline domain is cordials.com.
But they had to pick which one they wanted before they knew the headline.
No, they knew that they knew both. By the time they came to make their choices, they knew both.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
That's interesting. Yeah. See, you know, I saw the way the skeleton of the thing, like in the outline of the, you know, and some of that stuff, but I didn't get to participate because obviously we're conflicted out. But they knew that they knew both names. Obviously, so the headline name is cordials.com. The alternate name is chichester.com. Shout out to my homies in Chichester. You know what I'm saying? And all right. So
should I say what the investor offer is before we do the draw?
I don't know. What do you guys think? You know?
We'll do it as
so
we go.
The cash. Okay. So the cash offer, right. So that was the thing. If they selected the cash offer, the 5K, they didn't get the investor offer because the investor offer could be more or less. So
Ryan, did my video make it where I called domainers cheap bastards?
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, and it was interesting because Tess wanted to swap the domain. Paige Howell was really good. He was saying, well, it's quite a good challenge to, you know, if you're going to buy a domain for 5,000, then you should do the research and find the right one and stuff. So yeah, there were loads of cool videos at each stage. So every time they went and found the letter, there was an investor giving their opinion on what they should do. And so
That's a good idea. You guys put a lot of effort in this. That's good.
Amount of time and everything. That's why I said this was awesome. And this is why we appreciate, you know, because we talked to a handful of folks about, you know, who the sort of the, you know, shout out to Dan.com. They were a great sponsor. You know, they were, you know, they're doing, you know, it just wasn't going to be a continuing fit based on stuff they've got going on and some of the direction that we wanted to see what we're doing go, you know, and, but all good stuff. And, you know, so as we were talking to different folks about who the new lead sponsor of Domain Sherpa was going to be, you know, when Ryan came to us with, you know, some of his thoughts and ideas around ways to sort of, you know, raise the whole industry, you know, to us, it was kind of like to made sense as the perfect partner, because that's really what it is. It's, you know, we look at it like, sure, sponsorship's great. And, you know, having, you know, support is critical, but having cooperation in ways that, you know, help really provide opportunity for growth and, you know, and bringing more people into the space, better educating people and doing all that kind of stuff, like, you know, but it's not easy. And a lot of times it's a thankless job that doesn't show immediate results. Right. And, you know, and I think that you guys have the, you know, the right attitude, the right vision. And so far it's been pretty awesome. So big shout out to you and everything that you guys have done with this. So, all right. So Amar, why don't you show them on the calculator, domain game style, what the investor offer is compared to the $5,000 that they could have taken. So yeah, when we get to that, go ahead and be ready to flip it and show them what the investor offer is.
All right.
All right. Oh, look who it is. What up?
Hello, hello. What's going on?
Everything just coming full circle. What's happening, Tess? How are you?
Yeah.
For those of you who are only listening to the show and not watching it, we got the one and only Tess Diaz checking in from London. What's happening? What's going on? Do you want to take over? Do you want to host this? Please, can you just jump in and spare me?
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm just walking by. I saw the gold hat and I knew there was something good going on in this.
Exactly.
We're just about to reveal what the investor offer would be if we decided not to
even study. You still hear that. All right. What's the investor offer?
All right. Amar, are you going to flip the phone to show everybody?
Right now, or do you want me to do it now?
Make Tess guess.
Oh, okay. Does Tess know? Does she know?
No, she doesn't know.
Wait, okay. I don't know which domain we're talking about.
All right, we're talking about cordials.com. So it was $5,000 was the, you know, the buyout. We have an alternate offer from an investor. So do you want to guess maybe what it is? And then you guess what you think the investor offer is. And then Amar in domain game style is going to flip the phone to show what it actually is to add a little suspense. You do know what it is?
I mean, I could be super accurately or terribly.
No, then you should go ahead and announce it. Tell us what the investor offer is for the audience so that they know.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure I'm right, but I'm jet lagged and been emceeing a conference all day. Memory serves me, it is $12,500.
Yeah, let's go. So for those of you who foregoed the $5,000 and accepted the investor offer, if you are the winner here, you will see that that was a pretty awesome result for you. So we're about to go through the process now to figure out who that winner is. So it is, but we don't know what the result's going to be because it depends on who the winner is. All right, Adam, are you ready to run the numbers? So we've got 1 through 74. We got 74 potential winners, and that have all completed the various stuff. Because the reason it went from 2,000 to 74, as you realize, you know, you had to watch the videos, you had to get the letters, you had to run through the stuff to figure out what the domain was. You know, this involved effort. It involved effort to set it up. And it involved effort on the part of the participants. So shout out to all you guys who participated. You're all winners at the end of the day. But there's only one real winner, you know, that's actually going to get something. So Adam is going to go ahead. Can you share? I think I made it so you can share screen.
Yep. Here we go.
So he's going to do a random number generator right here. 1 to 74. We're going to spin it. And the winner is the winner. So, and I've got a spreadsheet here where everything is already dictated who's who and what's what. So if you go ahead and spin it, whatever number this lands on is going to be the winner of the headline deal or no deal domain contest.
You ready? Here we go.
Let's go.
That's funny. When Amar's playing pickleball, he doesn't say we're all winners.
No, he's like, he's the only winner. He's actually the biggest winner today because it's his anniversary. All right. Whoa, number 32. Let's go. Number 32. All right. So the winner is, should I announce them by their, because they just have their Twitter handle. So should I put, do the contestants know what their number is, Ryan? Or
no. So we have their Twitter handle. Some people didn't have Twitter handles and we have their email address. So,
all right. Well, this is the Twitter handle. And
drum roll.
Billy, give us a drum roll, Billy. All right. And the winner is at Narek Says, N-A-R-E-K-S-A-Y-S. So Narek Says, I don't know who that is.
Congratulations.
But congratulations, dude.
What did they pick?
It's a big win. Oh, yeah. And they picked. They have decided to sell the domain for $5,000 in cash.
So
congratulations.
That's still good. That's still
a good prize. Is the buyer going to come on Sherpa next?
It's an oh yeah. So who does? So that's a great question. So who is the? Because we can have them on as the winner, but then who actually is? Who then owns the domain, Ryan? Do you guys continue to hold it?
Yeah, we'll continue to hold it. So,
all right, so you're effectively buying it for the $5,000, which is still awesome. I mean, to have gone through the process to get $5,000 in cash is effing amazing. I know we, you know, it's
awesome.
It feels like a letdown. You know, it's so funny. Things are all about perspective and context. And Adam, you want to unshare the screen?
Yep, unshare.
You know, everything's about perception and context, right? Because it's like if you just told him, hey, you just won $5,000, like, what? It's like, but you could have won $12,500. It's right. Like, oh, I feel so deflated. I've never felt worse in my life. But this is awesome, dude. And so this is great.
So the backstory here is that we acquired the domain in October last year for $7,500. So the previous owner had an offer of $50,000 a couple of years ago. And he turned it down because of the sale of whiskey and other kind of domains. And we spoke to an investor at the time and they offered $12,500 and we declined. Had they have switched to the mystery domain, so the mystery domains are about value and who is the person that sees what they can do with the project. So the investor offer on chichita.com would have been around about $25,000. Because on my video in the screen, it meant something to me. I lived in Chichester for several years. I've got a business I want to launch there. So it was very meaningful to me. So some of the things here is part of the challenge was getting to understand value. So potentially it would have been a bit higher, but they would have gambled because on the face of it, the domain wasn't as valuable. But to me, it meant something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I dig it, man. I mean, hey, look, I think it's awesome the work that you guys have put into this. And, I think this is a super awesome result, not just for this winner, but also all the other participants who are winning different prizes, because there's a whole lot of value in there. So we will announce those either it might be on this show, either in the show notes or in a separate video or as a companion piece. But either way, we'll be announcing all of those in and around this time. And then the following day, tomorrow, from the day that we air this, we'll also announce the Name Pros $250 winner. So it's like, man, you look at that's so much value. Just being a part of the space and participating, it's like you get rewarded. And I just think it's awesome. So, and there's so much potential in this name. So you guys still have an opportunity to further monetize that, which is great. And so that's what's up. So what's up with you, Tess? How you living?
Fabulous. Wait, what was he going
to
say?
Oh, no. I was just going to say that it was a prelude to the Christmas competition. So we're going to do an advent calendar Christmas time. Every day we give away prizes and we're trying to raise $100,000 in prizes, discounted domains, renewals across the whole board. So this was a bit of a test case for the Christmas campaign. So,
did you guys have advent calendars as a kid?
Yeah. We do it for our kids. They love advent calendars. I mean, it's literally like we have to keep them from opening the doors in advance, right? Because especially if it's like candy or something, they're just like, they're chocolate. They're like, can I just do 2 days today? And it's like, no, that's not how it works, you know? So let's go.
And now there are like all the adult ones. You've seen the beer ones. There's tea. Why not have a domain one? Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Christmas time's a great time. So yeah, it'll be a bit of fun each day.
Love it.
And so, yeah, have a bit of fun. So we'll see.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, great stuff. All right. Well, look, that is the scavenger hunt, though. That is the big reveal of the winner. And appreciate everybody taking time to do that. We still have to get into this name check and a jet list. So, Tess, if you want to hang around and talk domains, you're more than welcome. And
I got dinner to run to, but I miss you, name jet list.
No doubt. All right. Well, hey, thank you for joining us. You enjoy. Enjoy Domain Summit.
Bye.
All right. Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. as pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value. Plus, through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you. All right,
for the rest of us, we're going to slide into NameJet in a Jet. Real quick to the audience, for those of you who don't know, the section sponsored by NameJet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction to see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. So we'll run through that real fast. And then we'll pretty much be out of time. We've got about 15, 20 minutes left. So we are on time, knock on wood, at least for right now. And why don't we start with you, Adam? If you do, if you're not ready, you can defer to the anniversary boy. It's not birthday boy, it's anniversary boy.
I'm just looking at it. This is my first glance at it. So give me a second. I'm not seeing anything like crazy good that I really, really am jumping at. I like rug store. I just sold a rug oriented domain a little bit ago. But I like that one, and I think that's about it.
Just like a rug store, huh?
I don't really care about much of the data conversion. I like a little bit. I just haven't gotten into it. I'm gonna defer to the other experts here. I'm not seeing anything jumping out at me.
You think rug store anything? Because it sounds like drug store. Does that have like? I mean, is rug store cool? Is it?
Well, having shopped for area rugs in the past, I just think the selection availability is a lot. You could have a vast array of products. Let's just put it that way online versus having
the rug
a
struggle.
Yeah.
The rug
Would you
struggle.
Rather have rug store or rug shop?
I don't know. I think both of them sound a little clunky, but I sold the one I sold was Buy Rugs. Buy Rugs.
I can't remember
how much. I think it was like somewhere in. Good.
I think I froze. Somebody froze.
Am I glitching out?
No. Well, you know, you weren't glitching as much as I thought I was, but because everybody was frozen on my end. But I feel like rug store is interesting because, again, I think it sounds better than rug shop. But part of that could be because drug store is sort of your kind of common term. So it's almost plays off of that. But that's I think rugs
online.
I like
rug shop better.
Well, that's interesting.
I like it better.
You own rug shop? Is that why you're saying that?
No, I don't. But I just went to I used to have a rugs name and I think it was rugs.net. I just looked at it and I think I sold it. So. I think that was one of mine. And so that one is fully developed now.
Yeah. Buying rugs online. I mean, we buy, you know, we've done a lot of home stuff and home goods type shopping and, you know, rugs are definitely something that we buy online, you know, and it almost, you know, and, you know, they're not cheap. And so, you know, I think there's, to me, that's an interesting and a solid name. I think the whole kind of, I think it's an interesting question, rug store versus rug shop and other variants of that. There's obviously a million different ways to buy rugs, sell rugs, whatever. Like,
you know. Yeah.
Well, a lot of names like that have product shop, product store. It just kind of depends on the, you know, how it sounds, I think, more than anything. Or maybe
it could
the,
be a two. Yeah. And it could also be a toupee store. You know what I'm saying? For Airbus. Yeah.
I
wouldn't have thought of that.
Ryan might have a better perspective on this. Shop is more international than store. Is store more American?
Yeah, I think so.
I think shop has more universal appeal, probably.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so we all like the name that doesn't exist, or at least it's not. That's great. Amar, what other names do you like or not like?
I didn't love this list either, but the two that jumped out at me are, I like whitebelt.com. I feel like that would be a cool, even though technically white belt is like obviously the lowest rung, but I kind of think that would be a good kind of training site, like, you know, beginners.
Yo, I actually think here's the thing, right? And this is where white belt might be my favorite name on the list, because I do think that even though you could say, hey, It's somewhat negative because it's literally level one, right? But I think that's a really, it's also an entry point. And I think when you talk about like training, teaching, those kinds of things, the idea of white belt as beginning of a journey, beginning of learning, like I think is pretty cool, you know? Because here's the thing, you either want to be a white belt or a black belt. Nobody wants to be a green belt or some other in the middle type of stuff.
I stopped at I think purple belt. I think it was like the fourth belt. I think in my thing it was white, yellow, something, and then purple, I think is where I stopped.
Well, and then you have different degrees, right? Like it's like third degree black belt and all that kind of stuff. And I just think, you know, now you're getting to where it's like, I don't know where the road ends, but I know where it begins.
Right.
And it begins at white belt. And
I that's why I liked it. I like it for that. And then the other one that I liked was safes.org.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so those are the two I'd probably be going after.
Why safes?
Well, first of all, it's a pretty big category. Number one. Number two, I feel like it kind of matches the .org, like it's trustworthy and just the word safe, I feel like goes nicely with .org. So,
Well, safe.org, I actually don't know if that's a thing, but I think about there's so many different nonprofit type, you know, sort of human interest type things that under safe.org, that would be fantastic. Safes, I think, is an interesting play. But I do think
definitely
when you look
it's on the, it would be an e-commerce, but I think it goes with the .org.
Or maybe crypto. It could be.
And that's my point. I was going to say online security and that kind of thing in general. You know, if you're selling like a new digital wallet, for example, or like a new ledger style thing and call it a safe or safes or whatever, maybe there's some play there too. I don't know. But I think that one's it's a little funky, but I think interesting. So, all right.
Yeah. Like I said, I think those were the two that kind of jumped out at me. And I don't, you know, I didn't really love anything else.
All right, Ryan, what about you?
Controversial. No, I'm joking. I think there's two. The two I didn't like were AI Advantage and Dessert.org.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't keen on them. The two stand out by a long, long way are Thanatos. Okay, Thanatos is a Greek god of ancient Greek mythology, the personification of death. But these kind of Greek names sell really well. So on the data side, so I pulled the GoDaddy data, and I've not seen it before, but there was there's a 20% chance that domain will sell in the next year above $11,000, which is unusual when you think if you benchmark against 1 or 2%. The other one that's a standout as well is Ahoy, Ohy, some massive end users for it. So they were the two standouts for me.
So when you say it's got a probability to sell in the next, where are you pulling that from? Like, is that from the GoDaddy appraisal tool or something?
Basically. Part of the Domain Academy Disc Club, 150 free appraisals. So whenever we're valuing portfolios, we'll use the metrics of the probability of it selling at wholesale, probability at $500, and then the probability of it selling between GoDaddy valuation and GoDaddy suggested.
And I wonder if Thanatos, you know, Thanos is the you know, from Marvel, obviously the bad guy. And, you know, so I thought it was kind of an interesting sort of spin on that. I didn't really look to see how many end users, but if that's the, you know, the Greek god, I think that's interesting. The AI Advantage is a name you don't like. You know, I was kind of curious what everybody's take. You know, we obviously talk a lot about .AI domains on the show. And, you know, I think I saw something, you know, Daniel got hits just recently sold to .AI for 10 grand. And, you know, so which goes back to what we said, what we always said, .AIs have value. The key is what you're buying them for. People that are, you know, domain investors buying them for 40, 50 grand, like, man, you know, you can be, you know, that it could be tough to try to get a good ROI on that. But anything with AI in it, I think is kind of interesting. Not saying it's any good. The biggest appraised domain on here, as far as from an Estabot standpoint, that being what it is NJAM, you know, or NJAM. I didn't know if that had any, you know, if that was kind of interesting as a four character or whatever. But the name I wanted to talk about, and nobody mentioned it, is Vought.com. Does anybody watch the show The Boys on Amazon Prime?
What's it?
Have you watched it at all, Adam? No, you're muted.
Sorry, is that the name of the company?
Yes, that's the name of the company in the show. And I find it super interesting because it becomes a question of like, they have their own Twitter account and all this kind of stuff. Vought, or I think it's Vought is actually how they say it. Vought International, right? They have a Twitter persona and all these things as if they're an existing functioning company. You know, mm-hmm. They're this big conglomerate that's doing all sorts of dirty gangster shit. And it's like, well, it brings up an interesting legal question to me, like a trademark question, because mm-hmm. It's like, if you go get that name, really the folks who should own that or whoever produces the show, Amazon, whatever. But where does that, you know, like, where does it being a fake organization that also has a social media presence, do they have some sort of a trademark claim to a name like that, as if it's almost a character into itself? And if not, then can it be leveraged? Like, is it generic enough? There probably are people with that type of last name, you know, or something like that. Like, I don't know. I find it super interesting. It's one of those like under the radar, kind of weird sort of niche things. And for anybody who actually watches the show, The Boys is crazy. I think I'm behind by like a season. This is one where I should almost pull Billy in the mix because Billy's my film dude. You know, he went to film school and talking about TV and all this shit. Like, this is his jam. The Boys is fucked up. Like, if you guys have ever watched the show, it is crazy.
Yeah, it's not a Marvel type of thing where you want your kids to watch it.
No. Although, yo, and this is great because we can have these conversations since Drew's not here. You know, it's like, you know, we can talk about pop culture and movies and TV and stuff. We actually pulled Jen on this too, you know. But we tangent positive when Drew's not around. What was I going to say? Did y'all see the new Deadpool? I almost said the new Marvel movie. The new Deadpool Wolverine movie?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. God,
it's killing me, man. The one time I can have a real non-domain conversation. New Deadpool movie is awesome. I don't know. Have you guys seen any of the Deadpools? They're so good.
Yeah.
The new shit is so, so good. We took our kids, man. I was on the fence about like letting especially my 12-year-old, you know, because it's like we're getting to where, dude, I don't know. Like, it's a little bit real for him, but he's been begging to see it. So we're on the fence about that.
I think I'll binge watch about at the weekend and maybe sneak in the Deadpool.
Dude, it's so good. It's awesome.
We started watching this show, Warrior.
Oh, okay.
And it's on Netflix. It's kind of crazy too. It's good. It's about the 1800s in San Francisco.
Yep.
And you know, all the it's a really some damn good fight scenes in there.
Dude, so you know, so I started watching that. I'm through the first like two episodes. Now there's also another sort of show called Shogun. Did you watch Shogun? And I don't know. I haven't seen Shogun, but I heard Shogun's awesome. And I don't know how much they're similar. Warrior, I thought so far so good. You know, the guy.
The first episode, I was like, man, this is the worst dialogue ever. But then it gets better, I think. And then you start to like you just kind of get into it. It's good. We just started the second season, I think.
Okay. The guy who's the star of that one is in a movie, the movie Bullet Train with Brad Pitt and all that, which. Have you guys seen Bullet Train? Bullet Train is like one of my favorite movies. That shit is awesome. Like, I just, you know, I watch that. Like, now that I've gotten older, I watch like two movies a year. You know, I used to be like, I had a top five, top 10 movie list. And, you know, I cared so much. And I mean, there was a site you used to go on back in the day where you could actually put your catalog of DVDs. You know, any DVDs you had, you can have your own little, like, you have an account and you can put your thing. And it's like, you could literally send the link. You'd be like, see, you'd send the link to, check out this is my DVD collection, you know? And, you know, so back then at Matt, now I watch like, you know, so there's nothing worse now as I've gotten older, since I don't have a lot of time when I watch something that sucks, you know, cause then you're like, oh my God, this was the biggest waste of time. But on the opposite of things that suck is the movie Bullet Train. And that shit was fantastic. And, so the dude who's one in Bullet Train, he's the lead in Warrior. And, so he's pretty cool. And, so.
Anyway. Yeah, but this The Boys looks pretty good at you. I might have to watch that.
Oh, dude, it's very good. I think it's a fantastic show, but it gets crazy real fast. Like, and it gets crazier and then crazier and
well, those are fun.
Shit. Yo, Yeah, you got to peep it, and then we can talk about it.
There's some stuff that goes a little bit overboard. Yeah, okay. First season, then it goes overboard. But that, so go back to the domain. Are you? I mean, do you think that is?
So I think it's a trademark issue, because just like things that are made up, you know, like Mickey Mouse, right? That's
the but Mickey it's an actual Mouse. It's an actual surname though, isn't it?
Yeah. Name. No, it is. No, right, exactly. So it is a surname, and but I'm saying you have to be careful not to overstep into the boys kind of realm,
right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think this is an interesting one. This would be a really good, you know, Barry Hill, you know, Zach kind of question to say, hey, you know, where do you think this lands in a UDRP? You know, and they'd probably say, well, it depends, you know, on certain things. But, you know, I think obviously the idea, you know, it depending on, are there a lot of people with that surname? That's helpful. If it's super, you know, non-generic and fanciful or whatever, then, and you know, it's going to lean more towards where you got to be extra careful, because the only sort of consumer sort of tie to this in the minds of consumers is to the show, right? And then, you know, you're infringing on.
I think there's I'm just looking on LinkedIn. There's a few people's surnames, and then it looks like there's some kind of aircraft company.
Okay, see.
I mean,
you know, and that starts to help. And I haven't looked at the trademark, the USPTO site to see if, you know, there's trademark filings, but I think it's an interesting thing. And I think they'd be an interesting target for this domain if you do win it at auction, you know, for a couple $100. And then it's like, you know, knock, knock, guys. Like, you know, I mean, they're obviously building again, they've got Twitter and Instagram and whatnot handles as if this is an actual company. So, they could do some really cool stuff with the domain and, you know, use it as part of like, you know, a neat, you know, I mean, defensive, sure, but they could even actively use it as a way to promote.
Well, they're currently using the Vought International.
Yep. Well, yep. And, you know, almost like, again, it's like, as if it's a real company, it's pretty yeah. Cool. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. Saw it in the list, you know, and thought I'd throw it on there. All right, last one, and then we'll close out. We'll get to the outro, and we'll roll out of here. What about esharp.com? Esharp, any value there? I mean, short of doing the research to see if there are companies that are actually calling themselves esharp?
Somebody's off.
Well, that's a musical note, right?
Yep.
So, it's a cool brand.
There's a few that's got lots of end users.
No, you've got obviously the Sharp like electronics folks, but you know, E-Sharp, it's almost like that in itself would be, but it is a musical note, so there's a generic aspect to it and something that then expands it beyond, and I'm making it that there probably are a bunch of other companies that are out there using something like that. So
yeah.
Anyway. All right, well, cool. Either way, all good. Appreciate you guys taking the time to go through the list and kind of chop it up. And again, going back to the earlier segment, congratulations to the winner of the big headline domain, the $5,000, as well as all the other winners. So if, we're going to figure out how we do that, I mean, it could very well, I might just pop right back in this bitch with a say, hey, here, rattle off a list. I might not. It might be in the show notes. We might do it on Twitter. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go. It's kind of crazy. We're in uncharted territory right now. What I can tell you is that number 32, Narek says, is the big winner of the cordials.com domain, but only holding it for a brief moment in time, right, and turning it into cold hard cash.
Yeah, he obviously didn't listen to my advice. I said, hold on to that shit.
Total. No, hey, let's see. I actually would agree that, I mean, look, knowing that the investor offer itself was already more, I think, you know, it's a very good name. I think, you know, that's one that, you know, if you're gifted that, I would, you know, holding on to it would have been, you know, I think would have made some sense. Just because I do think,
yeah, even if you put a 10-year renewal on it, which would have cost you $110 or something, and forgotten about it for 10 years, it's a winner, you know, because the expensive part is buying the domain. So I would have stuck a 10-year renewal.
Right. I think, you know, though, we can. Everybody's in a different situation, right? And for him, that $5,000 could be, you know, enable him to do a lot of things that
100%. Of course, I'm just saying, look, in a vacuum, this being me, you know, just, you know, but I think you're right. The $5,000 could be you know, do very important things in, you know, outside of the domain space, pay bills and all those kinds of things. Or in the alternative, if you're going to keep it in the domain space, you know, all of a sudden that becomes seed money to go and go into the GoDaddy auctions, NameJet auctions, and literally build your portfolio. I mean, you could take that money and build,
I mean, 100 closeouts.
They may not be a domainer. It may not be a domainer because we went out to.
Well, that's the other thing too. And then you got somebody who's like, listen, man, I don't know what y'all doing over there. Somebody put me onto this. I just spent a day and a half doing this contest. I'm taking the cash and I'm out.
Yeah.
You know? So, which I think is also, a possibility. So either way, it's all good. Hey, look, these are great, great problems to have. Did I make the right choice accepting $5K in cold, hard cash?
Right.
It could have been a super expensive episode if someone had switched from the mystery domain and gone for that investor offer. That would have been a super expensive episode. So I'm not.
Oh, right. So wait. So earlier, is that what you were saying? The investor offer on Chichester was actually $25,000.
Yeah.
That's because you had the personal attachment. That's what you were saying. I thought the way you were saying that Cordials had previously had a $50,000 offer they didn't accept. I thought you were saying Chichester was a similar situation where that offer. An unaccepted offer from the past was 25, but that was actually the path forward on this would have been, and there was a contestant or two that had the swap name accept investor offer. So had they won, that would have been a $25,000 windfall for them.
Yeah. So this could have been a very expensive episode. I'm kind of happy to keep the domain.
Hey, all I'm saying is where else can this happen where you can just, you know, put in a little bit of effort, learn some things, refine some skills. And, and ideally it is those lessons that we try to impart on people will give everybody an opportunity to make that kind of money, but to give somebody a quick fast track to it, I think is pretty special, pretty awesome. And, a testament to what you guys have been doing and why we're partnered together on this stuff and, on the go forward. So looking forward to all of that and, appreciate all your time. So, and that goes for everybody, all my co-hosts today. So, Adam, Ryan, and Amar, as always, thank you guys so much. So we're going to close it out here. Do anybody have anything else? Adam, you got anything to close with? Amar, you got anything?
No.
Nope.
All right. Well, happy anniversary to you, Amar.
Thank you.
Almost as happy anniversary to Josephine, you know what I'm saying?
You'll get some good sleep tonight.
Yeah, and Ryan, anything on your end before you get some?
I'm heading out for a few drinks with people from London. So nothing for me. Thanks JT for all the support, and also thanks to Billy because there was a ton of work and stuff. So shout out to Billy because he does so much in the back end to make this happen. So yeah, thanks. Shout out to Billy.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Puts in all that work. It is good. It's good when he gets recognized and when other people see it. And this way he's like, well, it's just not getting screamed at by Drew and JT all day because it all rolls downhill. Drew yells at me, then I have to yell at Billy. You know, I might not even be mad at Billy, but I got to yell at him anyway because now I'm feeling a certain way because I just got screamed at. I'm just playing. But big shout out to Billy. Shout out to everybody who participated in the contest, both on the contestant side as well as the contributor side. There's a lot more to come. Super excited to see what happens with this Christmas advent calendar. That sounds like it's going to be amazing. So there'll be more to follow on all that. We'll have more to follow on the winners of the rest of the contest. And then otherwise, everybody, thank you all for tuning in. As I say on every show, without you, there is no us. So thanks, everybody. We're not hard to find. Hit us up, though. Any questions, comments, good, bad, ugly. But if it's too bad, like we always say, we're happy to give you a refund for what you paid to watch the show. just get in line. And but otherwise, we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all. Peace.